Good afternoon, and thank you for coming this session. My name is Vipavi Thong Praiwan. That's very good pronunciation. Me and my research team member, we actually from University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and then I just can be Dora, and we come from the same university. So it's like great. Yes, and my presentation today is focused on the evaluation about usability testing of a mobile app that we create and develop last year. And we have no relationship to this course. Just a little bit of background information about the mobile app and research in terms of mHealth. There are actually some apps available in the market, and most apps that I search and we found that some apps are target parents that help them to talk to adolescents about relationships. Some apps are target clinicians about screening relationships, and some apps actually target adolescents, but they talk about, it's more like a health education app that talk about healthy relationship and unhealthy relationship. And our idea is based on a couple of projects that we have, we talk to teenagers and they tell us about helping them admit that if they are a victim of violence, it's a key indicator that help them to break the cycle. Because they found that when we are in the situation, we don't really, even though if we experience some form of violence, the violence doesn't happen all the time. Then we get better and we get together. And it's just to admit that we actually in a bad situation, unless it's really, really bad. Then it's like, okay, it's not going to happen and we're not going to break the cycle. So that's why our idea is just, we do acknowledge that so many dating violence prevention program that which is actually available and helpful and it's good. And actually our aim is to make this app as a additional tool that help you to increase an awareness or recognition of dating violence as a supplement. And based on the idea of the I talk about the background, the app that we create is actually called Better Me. It's an Android app, and it's developed based on cognitive behavioral interventions, and I use a scale, but I shrink it and modified it and put the content from the scale into the app contents. So the scale that we use is a conflict in adolescent dating relationship. So it's the content, the app had five functions, which is my relationship, chat, calendar, get help, and setting. In the my relationship, where the cognitive behavior intervention play a role, so adolescent who use the app, you can it's more like a diary tracker app that you can check your mood and also your partner behaviors. That it's a list of range of behavior that it's come from mild to severe form of violence. And we also have open option that you can put any other type of behavior that happen when you have conflict with your partner, what type of behavior that you are experiencing. And then you also have an option of, we call it event, but Allison don't get it when you call it event. But the event is actually means within what context that violence behavior that you experiencing when you're in conflict. In the school events, or what type of issue that related to that incident. And calendars and get help and setting. So the presentation is about we evaluate the usability testing. We do usability of the app based on content, functions, usability, and intention to use in the future. Just descriptive cross-sectional research, we actually recruit 19 African-American adolescents to try out the app and just tell me what you like, what you don't like, what should be improved, and your intention to use in the future if really listed into the market. So we got 10 girls and 9 boys, 13 to 17 years old. So we recruit through nursing center that we have a nurse practitioner that's part of our research teams. And the nursing center is actually close to middle school, so we actually participate in a couple of school events like parenting conference and stuff, so we actually announce a study to parents as well. And the nursing center has another project that they create a website that's about care project to about clean environment and wash hands, so we actually post a study with that project to Facebook as well. So we have demographic questions, structure interview guides, and also the scale that we use for usability testing. So it's a 10 statements, and the score range from 0 to 100. This is an example of the statement that we use. So we conduct a data collection at the private room at the nursing center, and we just ask them to try out the app, just pretty simple, and just complete data and complete the survey and just talk to me about your opinion about the app. So we use ThinkAloud protocol. We have an app testing script. In the process of data collection and try out the app, I just pretty much have pre-questions asking about your relationship experience, your experience with the app, just kind of broad, open-ended questions. And then we ask you to complete the tags that we create, so which is about my relationship, calendar, chat, get help, and setting. And so we also audio taped the interview afterward. So we just analyze data. The SUS scale and demographic data is analyzed according to the guideline of the scale, and audio tape interview just do content analysis for data analysis. So the app itself, the mood, it has a words that describe your mood that related to that behavior that you experienced during the conflict. So it has so many words, and also had picture like an icon that represent that mood. A lot of them, when they look at it, there's some words they don't really get what does it mean, but when they look at the icon, they kind of have a link and understand what it is. So it's a little bit of background of our population. The African American adolescents in our study area, they have a low the lowest level of income, and also reading and writing ability is not quite excellent compared to others in that area. So we pick a student at the bottom just to evaluate our app. It's just actually the idea of if it's clear enough and easy to use for them, hopefully we can generalize our result, and then it will make it simple for other people to use it. So this kind of the word that they don't get, what does it mean? And these are the sentence about the app that they don't really get what does it mean. And they talk about, oh, if they want to tear down my music, that will be a big problem. So she's going to be in trouble. It's like, because it actually, because this kind of broad, and it's, I have to explain to them what it means by in that word and sentence. And then they, oh, okay, they get what does it mean. So the idea of you put all the thing into the app and you want them to use it, if it's not clear, if not simple, then it's useless. They don't really know what it is. So that's, it has to be as clear as possible, and it has to be simple and understandable. So, I don't have a demographic information. So I got 19 of adolescents. Two of them never have dating or boyfriend or dating relationship. They're from 14. The age range is 13 to 17, but the adolescent who come to my study is 14 to, we got a couple from 17. It's mostly 14 and 15. And two of the 19 never have a relationship. Majority of them have relationship already, and I would say, 18 of them have experience using mobile app more than 1 year. So they pretty much use the app all the time. And what most app that they use is about music app that they talk to me. And also games. Games and music was mentioned the most, that what type of app you use it. And these are talk about features and functions of the app. They said it's simple to use. And what they like the most is about when you put information, in my relationship, if you put information about your mood, your partner behavior, the behavior that we indicate as a violence, it will have a red flag show in the calendar feature of the app. Then they like that link that they can see what they input and it show in the calendar. It gives them feedback and visualization of to use the app. But I see they kind of like that the most, and also the mood function that they can check their own mood. They kind of like it, but it's also the mood and the partner behavior. If you use it every day or within 2 weeks, it's come up and it presented in the chart that you can view the shot, and we quantify the mood by, okay, if you have a very happy, the shot, the y-axis will be happy, very happy, it's a high, and then at the bottom it will be low, depressed, or that kind of stuff, and the chart will be aligned. Then you can know your mood within 2 weeks, like how does it link together. And for the behavior, because I'm trying to explain, they don't like the chart because they feel the mood chart is pretty clear, but it's very difficult to read and to make it visualize, and it's just maybe the technology. I have to say this project is based on, it's just an effort of, we didn't hire a professional to create the app, it's an effort of student and faculty from engineering and me. I'm more like content validator, and I just talk about what I like to put in the app, and engineering is more like they ask grad student to kind of, okay, let's see how this happens. We just have a similar idea, we want to help them, and then we just start a project together, and we make it as a class project at first when it come out. That's why when we use the app to evaluate it, and it's kind of, it's not a complete professional version, so they actually like the relationship and the link of all function together, but you have to improve all this. It's a lot of improvement, and it's like the chart is there to them, they feel it very difficult to follow, but the mood chart for them is pretty easy. But the behavioral chart, because the behavior is, it doesn't happen every week, and it's just once the violence behavior was recorded and then it linked in the chart, it's just a dot of behavior. So you can see, I quantified it as the most severe ones on top. It's like a verbal, emotional verbal is at the bottom, sexual and physical at the top. And then this is the date. So first day, second day, until 2 weeks. So if you record any behavior that verbal, so it go at the bottom, it appears as a dot, because you can't really link a behavior as a continuum as a dot. So it's just show it as a dot. But if today you experience sexual, so it's go at the, because I try to see the magnitude of the problem, so it appears at the top. And then if someday it doesn't show, within 2 weeks it shows nothing, or because it's not really a behavior that happened on a daily basis. And then when they feel that it do nothing to them, and they feel it very difficult to follow. And the get help and reminder function, it's the idea of you can actually, once the violence behavior was recorded into the app, the get help function will pop up, and then you can link to, you can build a trust of your own, like we call circle of trust, and you can add people into that link, that which you can talk and you can text and phone and email to those people, and also a link of National Domestic Violence website, then you can just search information. So once the violent behavior was recorded into the app, that get help will come up. And the reminder is actually the option that it will show the day and the hours of the violent behavior was recorded. The how long ago that was recorded. So it's like, so what we try to do to achieve for this function is like, okay, you record some, okay, the example, like, okay, he threatened to throw down my music, and then just record it, and then maybe within 24 hours, 48 hours, it's a reminder show up that, okay, you record some violent behavior. But when we do evaluation, they kind of confused on setting on how to do reminder, because they thought like it's a reminder of using the app, or it's a reminder of the violence experience that it happened to them, because sometimes they experience violence, they don't put it in the app right away. So it's a reminder of the actual behavior that just happened, or the reminder that when they record the app, or the reminder to use the app. That's kind of the idea that they think it's helpful, but it's kind of confusing to them. So usability, so the score, we got a score of 78, which is indicate it's a score of 68 is considered average, and our score is 78, which is at an 83 percentile rank. It's pretty good app. And we talk about if we improve according to your feedbacks, and then we let it, if we put it into the market, will you use it? And they said they either say if they experience if they are in a relationship, they might use it. Or if they know someone who in a bad situation, they might recommend their friend to use it. But one thing they told us is, if your app is not the most used app, if you put in the market, no one know if your app is existing in the market, and then you people will not use your app. So suggest for improvements, they like the app to be more customized. They want to add to change the color. They can add pictures into it. They I said remove the math symbol. So hold on. So you can see this. This is the home screen. So I put the math symbol, and also once it's it actually the icon that appear on the main screen of your iPhone, it's not gonna show anything that related to violence. It just shows the math symbol. So our idea is like you do the math for your relationship, but they don't get it. They just like they think it's a math app. So they said just remove it. It's confusing, and also like the mood and the alarming that we try to put a red and kind of alarming. It's like they think it's like a virus spam. We're not gonna open that. So that's kind of the idea that I think consulting professional that to improve the design and interface will improve the app a lot. But the reason we do it because we also are researcher. We kind of worried about safety of people who use the app. That's why we put the math symbol. But they said then it's gonna be the wrong purpose. And then the adolescent who see that math on the market, that the app, they're not gonna download it because they think it's nothing related to that relationship of violence. That's just kind of the idea. So the improvement, beside the app symbol and others, like words that are unclear, for example, manic, elated, or euphoric, they don't really know what it is. So you can set it as a very happy or extremely happy, or you can make it open space that you can add more words into it. And the chat and get help, they actually tell me a great idea. They said, in terms of the behavior, so you put it in the chat. Don't put it in the chat. Just give us a number. Like you can do it by week, by month, by year. And if any type of behavior that we input, how many times we input it, how many verbal incident that I am experiencing, just pop up the number. Within a day, within a 2 week, within a month, instead of putting a shot, just pop up a number. That might be easier for them to understand. And also they tell me if I use an app and oh, it's in a bad situation, tell us how to break up with boyfriend. So we want to know. We actually don't know. Put the safety guideline, how to break up. How should we do it? 2 minutes. That's kind of the idea. They said add it up, and the instruction to input the app, it has to be as clear as possible. And actually future plan is, beside this project, we also talk to counselors at the domestic violence shelter to let them see the app, try on the app, and see if any potential to use it with your program in terms of teen prevention program. In two things that we got from counselor, the counselor said the app is great, but you lack of health education component. That's what the idea, because they deal with adolescent and parent who experience violence. The behavior, it's more like a violent behavior that you put in the app. Then adolescent in that program, when they use the app, they just think it's just something that normal. It just happened to that all the time. So how do they know and link that behavior is healthy or unhealthy? That kind of, you need something to like, because our idea is like actually the get help function. It's kind of alert them. We're going to have some code like, oh, you're not alone. It's the option. That's kind of, but we don't really say it specifically as your behavior is unhealthy. We didn't really say that. But we just have a red flag icon. Showed it up. That is a red flag in your relationship. They said you have to be clear. And also, another thing is the cognitive behavior intervention, because it's like behavior, mood, and also event that relate, that explain. They said if you do that, if you don't do it in an empowering way, so it's like they will understand and accept it. They were like, okay, my mood is bad because my boyfriend threatened me. It's happened at school. They get it. It linked together as well, and then they accept it. So you should use it in a way that, oh, that is not a very good situation. And try to empowering them to try to pop up something that is not healthy and encouraging them to break the cycle. So it's good to understand it, but they tend to rationalize and understand it and accept it. So add more step into it, and that would be better to improve the app. That's kind of the idea that we got it from counselor. And key lesson learned. So I think it's very essential to include end user when you design a product. You got a lot of idea for improvement. And recruiting male adolescent to participate in this study, even though we try so hard saying we are testing the app, we want to improve the app, we're not testing your relationship. To get male participate is very challenging and then very difficult. And then a lot of them, I would say 70% is no-show. We experience no-show experience. We agree, and we're gonna meet at this time. A lot of time, it's a no-show experience, and then we have to follow up. And one thing that we found is difficult in terms of males, to participate is we are not clear about. Sometimes they told us, I don't have a cell phone, so I can't participate. Or I don't. So we have to be more clear on explaining what do we look for, what do you have, you don't have to have. Like, we have to be more clear as possible. And a lot of male adolescents in our study, all done in 1 minute, in one sentence. They have to practice basketball. So it's like they finish the school at 3, and then they just go, they practice basketball all the time in that season. So it's like to find the time to agree to come to study, it's very challenging for us. So compared to female, that one thing is sport. Very difficult. Yes.